The McLean County Arts Center in Bloomington presents Prairie to Peak, an exhibition featuring the works of Aaron Yount and Pamela Cather. Yount's contribution, paintings and sculptures, is entitled East Meets West. Yount says his wildlife depictions are part of a project that's a sneak preview of a show that's soon to travel to an art museum in New Jersey.
It's on its way east from here. So it started in the Rocky Mountains, and this is the first showing of the works that are complete, and then on its way farther east until it lands at the full name Hiram Blauvelt Art Museum in Oradell, New Jersey.
And they've shown your work before.
They have. I was artist in residence there. Started in 2012. I was on and off for 3 years, and decided to keep the relationship by sponsoring my project, East Meets West. And over the last 3 years, I've been working towards that.
You concentrate on the Rocky Mountain area. What's the appeal?
The appeal is the large scale of it all, the animals that are there, the bison, grizzly bears. So I've enjoyed exploring the area. I started taking my work to Jackson Hole, Wyoming to get more visibility, and spent several years showing in galleries. Studying the map, one day I see a mountain, Yount's Peak. I thought, well, this requires a little bit looking into. So it ends up my great-great-great-uncle, Harry Yount, was the first park ranger in Yellowstone. So because of that, I had to keep digging deeper. Yeah.
So do you do a lot of shooting in and around that area now?
Yeah,
I do. Do you sort of feel like it's yours in a way?
I do. No one else does. I show my pass at the gate at every national park, and it gets me no favoritism. But you know, anyway, it makes it fun for me to kind of trace those footsteps, and it makes it special. And hopefully that comes through in my work, that I have a passion for it.
Well, we're dealing with highly realistic paintings, and we also have sculpture here as well. Well, Aaron, we're right next to one that you've called the Defender, and here we have a bear. Is this a grizzly bear?
It is a grizzly. I put kind of a story to these, as I try to with all my work.
Tell us the story.
So this bear is burying its prize to protect it, and it's soft, so one of the legs is sinking into the mud, and it's looking off, defending its territory and its prize there. And there are wolf tracks on the back in the mud. You'd have to inspect closely, but they're there.
So let's step over to take a look at one of your paintings. It's called Morning Run. And tell me about the paint that you choose to deal with and how you can capture this quality of the early morning light.
To capture it, the artist has to be there. You know, it's at least a huge help. This is an oil painting. I went out the day before with a photographer friend in Grand Teton, and he had described to me this area, how he loves to set up there. So I copied him the next morning, and the elk showed up just as we'd hoped, and the light was really nice that morning. I've returned since, and it doesn't always happen twice, so I was glad I was there on that day. And then back at the studio, I put the painting together, Morning Run.
Well, I have to say, it's very elegantly framed. In fact, it has an almost 19th century look to this frame. I mean, really, like this painting could have been found in a museum on a wall for 100 years at least.
Well, thank you. I happened to make this frame, so it was tailored exactly to this piece. And so I'm glad you noticed the feeling of the painting actually extends beyond the painting and into the frame.
You use photography to help you capture when you're in the studio and painting. How do you establish an intimate connection with your subjects? Because your subjects are wild animals, and some of them, you know, might want to eat you.
That's true. They are fleeting moments. You know, I've heard portrait artists and others speak of how do you connect with the viewer, with your subject, and I think it boils down to being honest with the subject. The more you relate to the subject and try to give it, you know, all of the attention it needs, that will translate to the viewer, without a doubt.
Well, these are marvelously realistic. How do you balance, as an artist, the accuracy versus the stylizing as your own style comes through?
Yeah, hopefully style develops with time. It goes back to being honest with the subject. The animals don't always look like they just went through and got groomed, you know. They're a little bit rough. it's natural to try to make them look as good as possible, but a few hairs out of place is okay. And, you know, and that lends to the realistic aspect, I think.
Right on the far wall, as people walk in, they're going to be impacted by this painting of a grizzly bear. It's interesting because here we have a sort of pensive expression on the bear's face.
You know, these animals go about their day, and they're not always as fierce as they might be depicted, especially the grizzlies. We see a lot of photographs on magazine covers where their mouth is open and they're roaring, I guess. But, you know, most of their time is spent just out there being a bear. So that's what I wanted to show here. Some of the weeds around it are kind of moving along the sides of the bear, and a few pieces have stuck in the fur. But this bear isn't interested in the viewer, so I hope that gives people looking at the painting a little bit more comfortability and they can spend more time with the piece and really enjoy what a grizzly bear is.
I don't think the bear would thank me, but I really have this desire to run my fingers through his fur because you've really captured the texture of the fur here. I mean, it's quite realistic. How long, Aaron, does it take for you to, from start to finish, get a painting like this done?
Large paintings can go quick, and small paintings can take a long time. This one happened to develop pretty quickly. I actually started it back at the Blauvelt Museum a few months ago and got back in my old studio for a week to, you know, have some fun, and had 5 days with it, and it was probably at 70% done within 5 days. The Canadian artist Robert Bateman was a huge influence on myself and a lot of other wildlife painters, and he describes the fur on an animal as a landscape. You kind of see those valleys and those peaks and give it that depth, hopefully, and give someone something to explore visually.
You're sharing gallery space with Pamela Cather, who has her wildlife photography on view in here. In fact, down here in the corner, there's a photograph of an owl. Right next to that is a sculpture of one of your sculptures of an owl. How does that feel to have them sort of living with each other side by side?
Yeah, it's a pleasure to show with Pamela. I noticed that right away when I came in after the show was set up, and I thanked Maggie at the Art Center here for doing
the
such a great job.
Yeah.
And it really does have a seamless quality, even though we're showing paintings and sculptures and photography all together. It does put together nicely, and it's really an honor to be here showing.
Here's one that stands out from the others because it has this sort of washed back look, this whiteness to it. Was this done in wintertime?
This is in Yellowstone again, and this was in the morning, and it was kind of a frosty fog. Yellowstone, with its thermal features, has a unique atmosphere, you know, throughout the year. We were there, we'd seen these cranes before, so came back hoping to find them again and got really lucky. The sun was starting to poke through the mist in the air, revealing a single tree, and then the cranes, I believe it was an adult teaching a juvenile how to hunt for food, came strolling through, and it sat for years and years in my mind, but finally got around to painting it. And
really? Yeah. So you'll have just an idea, but you don't commit things to canvas until it's time.
That's true, and there typically are more ideas than time to paint them. My point in doing the work and showing it here is to share my experiences and take people on a little bit of a trip to see these animals, because it is a bit of an effort. I know it's taken me the last 3 years to do the field work for East Meets West. By bringing the pieces here, I'll try to give that opportunity to people without all the travel and all the time invested. And
so what do you hope ultimately to accomplish with your work, Aaron?
I hope to grow as an artist, you know, personally, and going out and finding the animals always presents some new ideas. You can have a list of things you want to see, but when you get out into nature, it almost always gives me a different idea that I didn't see coming. It could be a story like my wife and I were in Colorado, and we were ready to head home, but we thought one more morning. So we hit the trail, and I was in search of Steller's jays. They're like a blue jay here, but they have this black head and a beautiful blue body. Hadn't seen them the whole trip, so we were going to get that last one off our list, and I found them. Well, earlier, I told my wife, this is a real black bear morning. And sure enough, a black bear was on the trail with us. I was preoccupied with the Steller's jays. because I was thrilled. And she maybe had to grab my shoulder three times saying black bear before I turned around. I did get between the bear and her and then got my photographs. Then we decided it's best to let this bear go on its way, but that bear will show up in painting for sure.
That's artist Aaron Yount. East Meets West, part of the show Prairie to Peak, continues at the McLean County Arts Center in Bloomington through April 10th. I'm Laura Kennedy.